All right, and go. I have just begun a 5-minute countdown because that is how this podcast is going to work. I will speak for 5 minutes and then end it. That is because this little mini podcast is going to be called PDR Might Not Make It Through This One. And it is going to be me just discussing my mortality alone. I don't have anyone else with me. And it is based off an idea I had for... I have all these ideas for the vast entertainment empire that I would have built if I had had the time, the energy, and the money. And one of those ideas was going to be called Nintendo Mori. It was going to be me playing Nintendo games and recording the footage, however they do that. And I would just discuss my mortality while I play, and then as soon as I die the first time in the game, I end it. That's the end of the episode. And I like the idea. I would, if I can ever figure out how to record it, I'd be willing to try it. But for now, this will have to do. Because I'm recording this at what is after midnight, so it is the 25th of March in the year 2020, which is in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic that is streaking across the world. And it, although I, as will become evident as I go on, I have never not thought about my mortality, but this, being as it is, it is making me ponder my mortality, I would say, above the average amount for any given day. And I do work a job that requires me to be out and about because I live under capitalism, so I can't just shelter entirely, or I will be broke. And in 2017, I had a lung infection that came pretty close to snuffing me out at that time. I was hospitalized for a couple weeks, and I spent 3 months at home receiving daily nurses' visits to get antibiotics. And it was rough, but I got through it. But I do wonder if that's a pre-existing condition that might work against me this time when I inevitably catch it. So I do, part of me is thinking, like, I could have, like, a month left, I could have 3 months left, or I could get through. I have no way of knowing, which is unfortunately the case for anyone on any given day, but just, it's harder to ignore these last couple weeks. I've, since childhood, pondered my mortality. Something I've related on this website of mine before, I'm sure, is that when I was 9, approaching turning 10, it occurred to me that once I hit that double-digit marker, there was no going back. That was a point in my life where I would hit it, and the rest of it was gone behind me, and eventually I came to realize that that milestone may have represented that, but that is also true of every day. Every minute, we just hit that minute, and then it's gone. And I know everybody knows that, but for a little 9-year-old, it wasn't great. I spent a lot of my time stressing out about it as I was trying to sleep. I feel like most people have some sort of image of something they did in their childhood that I would say defines their childhood. Mine's pretty sad. It's actually me laying in bed, kind of worrying, and thinking, and just stressing out about the world. I can remember so many nights just laying there. I don't know if I had, like, some sort of clinical insomnia or if it was just the worry, but I was awake long after I should have been asleep, literally picturing. I pictured time as this flowing river, and I would just picture myself jamming stuff into the river, trying to slow down the flow fruitlessly. And it's weird. In some ways, I'm glad I got that little existential quandary out of the way so young. I won't say I got over it. I will say I got used to it. It's been a factor in my life, mortality has, that a lot of the choices I've made are not, if not directly caused by my thoughts on mortality, they're influenced. It's colored my life in ways that hopefully, as I continue this little mini podcast, I will learn more about. I've got 16 seconds left, and I looked at the clock. I shouldn't have done that. I looked at it when I had 22 seconds, and then I realized there was no time for me to really appreciably say anything else. I hopefully, in the future episodes, I will be caught off guard by my death, but 2, 1, I am now dead. Yeah, there's my phone. I don't know if you can hear it, but dismiss that, and I'm dead, and this podcast episode is over. I will try to find some point in the next day or two to do another one.